All right, welcome everyone. Sorry, a couple minutes late. Helma and I had a little meeting going on. It ran a little longer. We were just having so much fun. So it is 5:05. So I officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, September 24th in the year 2024. And our meeting is audio recorded. So reviewing the agenda. We've had a couple of amended agendas, so you should all be looking at amendment number 2. And is there anything that you've got to change? I don't know if we're going to do executive session or not. I have not had a chance to look at anything that came today. So I will have nothing to add. I don't know if anybody has spent any great deal of time reviewing what we got today.
I glanced at it, but I would want more time.
And there's no actions we have to take, right?
Oh, yes, there is.
Today we do?
That's all it is. Do this, do that, do the other thing.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Not that we have to take. I mean, we can go into it. There has to be a reason, and right now I don't have a reason. So if somebody else has one, that's fine.
And I've been in New Jersey and just got to town. So I glanced very quickly to see what the questions were. And, I mean,
we don't have to if it's sufficient to say, read through all those documents very carefully.
But yeah. I don't think we have to. It's just the interrogory-ness. I hate that word.
Well, I suggest you read through very carefully.
Right. I think we'll have to read it, and I'll have to send a note out when we'll have a quick meeting, if that's okay.
Because
you will all get public records requests.
Yay!
As individuals?
As select board members, yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much
fun. It's getting funner and funner, isn't it?
So no executive session tonight. We'll have to revisit that.
Okay. That feels good to me, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so for people who don't have it, it just was in reference to our referencing Vincent Road. So no executive session. Anything else for changes on the agenda? That I'm not thinking of, or anybody has? No, good, good,
no,
good.
Thank you, I'm good. I'm
Helma?
Oh, come on.
Helma.
All right, plus.
Plus, it's just short, two FYIs, kind of.
Okay.
And then two committees in town have requested their own email addresses.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's it. Public comment. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to share with us? Anybody want to speak? Deb?
Just a quickie. I was surprised at the library move, that it happened so fast. And I'm just concerned about just that it be more planful, or, you know, that it places a lot of burden on personnel to have all those books here suddenly. And I totally support the idea of renting that room out. I think it's a great idea. I just feel like, you know, if the books could have been moved in that upstairs room or something, that would make it easier to go through them and get rid of the ones that need to get rid of in a more planful way. I think it would have been easier and better. So that's just my concern. I understand that it happened fast for you guys too. But it would have been nice to have not moved everything over so quickly and been able to at least put them in that upstairs room rather than, and I'm speaking as a a citizen, because I'm not a trustee anymore, and I'm not speaking for Kate, I haven't, you know, I'm not speaking for anybody else, it just, after we had done such a careful job of setting up the current library, it would have been nice to, you know, we were under the understanding that some planning would be done around Sawyer Hall in the last few years, and it'd be great to have those conversations and figure it out once and for all and just be done with it. So that's my only comment.
Well, there certainly is going to be continued conversations, and yeah, it was something that happened relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of things change relatively quickly. So it is best if we can have longer conversations and more planning, but sometimes it doesn't happen.
And yeah.
That kind of is what happened in this case, but.
Yeah. I think.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think in the long run, what you get in rent might cost more in doing it quickly. You know, we have to figure out shelving in there, or and if you buy it quickly, it's expensive. The shelving that's
Deb, there's shelving in there. You're not up.
I know.
On the latest.
I know. The shelving in there is not adequate. That's the shelving we were trying to get rid of for the last 25 years. It's just not. You know, and so now it's all in there rather than taking the time to get it the right kind, used, not new, but used. Anyway.
So we certainly can have continued conversations too.
Yep.
You know, if the library folks want to have a meeting,
yeah,
they can certainly do that. We can schedule that.
Mm-hmm.
We can help with whatever we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just.
I appreciate it.
And I'm going to go back to Taiji.
Thanks, Deb.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Other people for public comment? You want? No. All right, then. Okay, team, into it. First item on the agenda is review of minutes. I guess back when we were doing the review of agenda, the big change was we eliminated a dog hearing that was scheduled for tonight because it was withdrawn. So as things have gotten better, I assume. So that was able to be withdrawn, which is wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so minutes. We have two sets of minutes.
Three
sets of minutes.
Three.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had only two.
Yeah.
Now you table September 10th. 3 o'clock, you tabled that
right,
on
so
the 18th,
which is the,
and then you have
interview.
September 10th at 4:30, the regular meeting, and then you have September 18th.
So when you sent all the minutes,
I sent two.
You sent two, and I
and
just
you
assumed,
already had
yeah
the first one.
My bad.
Okay.
My bad. I was traveling, and it wasn't listed on the agenda, was it? That we were doing three.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Okay. Okay, so well, I read two of them and of course I found one typo and I left that printed copy in my kitchen. But if we're starting with September 10, I don't think it was in September 10.
September 10, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't think it was in this one.
It.
I don't know, Will.
So do you have September 10th, 3 o'clock in front of you?
I do.
Everybody?
I have September 10th, 4:33.
So 3 o'clock
well,
was
it.
Sent as a separate email.
I found it.
So this is the 3 o'clock?
So right now we're going to be looking.
No,
one
sorry, this is the 4:33 one. Okay.
Okay.
You guys go.
So, well, no, if nobody has it except for me, we'll wait for it and go into the other one, if
okay.
That's what you guys want to do.
Okay.
Okay. We'll find it, though. Everybody's going to find it short. We can do it here so that we don't
respond
it again.
Yep.
Well, all right. So we'll start with... We'll review the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. This is the 4:30 p.m. meeting on that day. You had that one, you said, Alicia?
I do,
you
had yeah.
Something
I
you
did.
Wanted to point
I had
out.
One word.
Okay.
So I think it's on the second page. And if we go down to the paragraph that starts with salt shed update. Second line, it reads the highway department will need to patch a hole. That's all I have. My big exciting
I'm sure Will has stuff.
I'm sure Will found that one and others. Oh, look at him.
Yeah, actually, but I don't have any others.
Oh, you
That's
don't?
All I had, too.
Yes.
So, can I have a...
It's been a long afternoon. So it's been a long
like, I'm hoping it's not a lot.
Thrill of my day. Okay.
So, can I have a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, September 10th, 2024, 4:30 p.m. meeting, as amended with one little typo.
So moved.
Oh. In harmony. So moved.
Second.
Further discussion. All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thank you.
Boy, maybe the 5:30 time or 5 o'clock meeting today threw us off. Okay, so do you have the Tuesday, September 18th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So now we'll review the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, September 18th, 2024. This was a 4:30 p.m. meeting. Do you have anything?
I don't.
Do you have anything, Will?
Let me just check. I believe that it was Wednesday, September 18th.
Yeah, I think that was the mistake on this one.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Did it say Tuesday?
Yep.
It does.
Yep, and I kind of went to the calendar.
Yeah, and I just read it. I'm like, no, that's not right. And so I wrote it out loud.
Okay.
And then the, second paragraph in the highway superintendent position. This mm-hmm. is a clarification. It says there will be a 90-day review, and as I remember, wasn't it a second 90-day review, or was mm-hmm. it? Because it
That's
says
what
here,
I put.
It says a six-month review should be added.
Well,
yeah.
So I guess 3 months
well,
and then a six-month.
Well, 90 plus 90 is 6 months.
Okay, all right, so that's, it's just a different way of wording it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's.
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
It's. I'm just being a pain.
No,
however,
not at all.
However, there's another one. In
no.
the, same the board, what it says here is the board will be more involved and will need to make regular inquiries about progress and gauging where more support would be encouraging. I changed that to helpful.
Okay.
And that's just, and that's.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, I had a weird English teacher. So those are the only ones I had.
All right.
Okay.
So can I have a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Wednesday, September 18th, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay. So you want to pull up the 3 p.m.? Did you find them?
Okay. That's.
It would have been sent either September 16th or 17th, I believe.
Okay. Minutes. Got it.
The 16th.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
How many you got?
Okay, there we go. It's a 9, 10. Okay.
You got them?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Good.
So let's take a quick minute there. We'll check. We got the date right, the day right. We got the people, the time. Highway department. Just let me know when you're ready. Thank you. Will?
Nothing that I can see.
Lisa? Can I have a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, September 10th, 2024, as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. All right.
Thank you.
Yay, team. Okay. Oh, this is gonna cruise tonight. Review, hopefully. Highway Department update. I guess we could just roll that right into Highway Superintendent position update as well. So, we do not have a Highway Superintendent. That individual turned down the offer. And did you have any communication?
I never did. I left a message last night with the candidate to find out whether there's anything that we could negotiate on or about his duties or whatever, and I never heard anything. I never got a call back. So I'm assuming that he's not interested.
How, and I'm sorry, how much time, or when did you leave the message?
At about 4:30 p.m. last night.
Okay.
On his cell phone.
Yeah.
I also made a phone call following Helma's. Did you email and speak to him, or just email him? I'm sorry. Both. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. So just to do a quick follow up after Helma, I had checked in with Helma, and she said she had reached out, and that his response, he wanted to think about it, think it over the weekend, and get back to us. I did take the opportunity to make a quick phone call as well, to talk with Brian and just offer up that if, while he was thinking about things, should anything come up that he had concerns, questions, any challenges that he saw, if he wanted to, that he could call and ask questions, he could get clarification, he could come back in. So I did offer all of those even before he had made a decision one way or another, just to let him know that the communication lines were opened at any time if he wanted to talk. And he was away at the time and said that he would be back on Saturday, would think things over and then let us know. So I never heard back from him, and obviously nobody else did, and Hilma didn't. And I did reach out to Jeff today, actually, as well, to say hi, and also just to check and see if Brian had reached out to him at all. And he had not, so he hadn't heard from him. So that's what we got.
How did he convey his declining the offer? Was that through an email?
Email.
And it just said, okay.
Basically, it said he'd given it careful consideration, and thank you, but he's declining the offer, and there were several factors in making his decision. And that's part of why Will was hoping to talk to him, to find out what the factors were, what have you, so.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's still sitting there. Will's called, left a message. He still can call.
And I can call again.
Should he want, but I think it, yeah.
I don't want to.
Right.
We'll
cross the boundary. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Didn't work out for him, no room for negotiation, that's where we're at.
Okay. So I talked with Helma yesterday. That's a bad, because today's only Tuesday. I feel like it's Thursday to me. yesterday, and said that I think that we should at a bare minimum start trying to pull together. We had talked about doing like a posting, like a poster that we could post in locations that we might be able to get. That folks might see it, not just the newspaper type of thing, but actually see if we can get them out to some of, like, farmers, like, Option
farmers
Agway,
exchange.
The
yeah.
one in Greenfield, Exchange in Greenfield, some of those different places, some of the little stores and type of stuff.
I mean, for, like, their community board?
Yes.
Community board, yes. We talked about doing that, but we didn't have to because Brian reached out. So we threw it out. We threw that idea out. We didn't have to take the step. I think we have to take some steps. And I think that we should and not tonight, because hadn't really put thoughts on paper yet, but I do think that it is worthwhile to really look at the position, what it is we need, what we are in most need of in the coming months and the rest of the fiscal year, and see if there's some creativity that we can come up with to kind of help us at least get through the winter and into the spring. I know that the members of the highway department, I mean, they know,
yes,
mentioned it.
I did this morning.
And so work steps are being taken already to reach out to individuals again, especially for plowing, to see if we can get people in for snow removal. So I know those steps are being taken.
Yes, that's
and,
correct. Do you want to sign Steve up for another 3 months if he's...
I think we're going to have Steve come in. He's not around this week. So
right.
When he gets back, we can have him come in and talk with him and see what he's willing to do or what he wants to do. I think, you know, when winter comes around, when it's a lot of things quiet down, because there isn't a lot that can be done short of snow removal usually. I did reach back out, Hilma, to Tom Danick and asked him to resend his certificate of insurance so we can take a look at that. I did that today, actually. I sent him a text, he said he would. So I did that, and what else about snow? Am I missing things?
Yes, the highway department personnel identified someone in Colerain who is
possibly interested.
Yes, and most definitely. As a matter of fact, I was there when the call was placed, and it's looking pretty good. This person would come in sort of on an ad hoc basis during the winter season, and has a CDL Class A, has the big one, the big one, and could handle this. And this is someone who was known to one of the members, known to the foreman.
Okay.
So we might be in better shape there.
So that's good, and I think who's plowing for us last year?
Nathan Clark.
I was going to say Clark. And Nathan said, I think he said he's going to be back on board, isn't he?
I thought so.
Yeah. So I think that piece is moving forward pretty well. I do think we have to figure out, and we're going to have to start that whole process of a search again. Come up with some type of a plan. This is where years ago we had used creativity, and we may have to use it again. Reimagine the position, redefine the position. I don't know. We'll just have to keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the department, for the most part, I mean, they're getting the work done that they need to get done. The grading is close to being done.
Yeah.
So there's little stuff that doesn't get done right off quick, and it has to get... We have to follow up with it, but I think stuff is getting done. We don't have a lot of complaints coming in, right now. That doesn't mean for people to start. I say that.
I've been going in at 6:30 every day this week, and which is a little maddening because there's one particular person who gets in earlier than me.
He's supposed to.
In the morning?
Okay, well, that's what I was told. I said, I'm getting
He's
here.
Supposed to be there.
And the lights are on. But anyway, it's always nice to start the morning.
He's supposed to be
polishing
the silver at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well,
he is.
It's an eye opener.
Because it's forced me to go to work earlier.
That's early.
I'm going to start calling. Oh, you don't?
Don't do morning. Do you start calling me on your way to work?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
No, when I get up.
Oh, when you get up.
So I've been basically.
4:45.
I've been checking for invoices and printing those out and. Just going through the email, and I believe that our foreman is doing, he's been checking messages, he's usually doing that when I get there.
Is there a, and maybe if you, because one of you, the two of you, whoever sees Steve or talks to him first,
right.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know if we get information about the FERCOG roundtable discussions. Do you know anything about that? Seeing how I know Jeff
other than Jeff went to it this morning.
From Shelburne? It'd be nice if people from Heath would go, but...
I did not know about that.
I think there's been notification over the years, I just don't know that people have attended.
Yeah, which is too bad, because the message I got from Jeff was, oh, by the way, chapter 90 covers this particular thing.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's nice.
So it would be nice if we could, if the notifications aren't coming, can somebody ask Steve if he can find one? Or do a search and see if you can find one from the FERCOG?
I'll do that.
And,
Right.
You know, because if those, even if those meetings are during the day and if somebody can't go, since I'm like,
They would be during the day.
5 minutes from there, I could run up and do the meeting.
There was something, there was certainly the, you know, the salt and sand bits from FERCOG had come in.
That's different though.
Yeah, and there was something else about a mass DOT conference at the, like Sheraton Hotel in Boston, I thought.
Yeah, no, these are meetings that happen down there every so often, so.
Okay, I didn't
see that. I'd like to know about those.
But I can search.
I did share with you too, I had asked Steve for an update on chapter 90. I sent that out to everybody, so everybody sees what the balance was on chapter 90.
Yeah, that was great.
We did get that, and.
I assume it was the last number, not the first one, because the one was like 87,000 and then it was 400.
Yeah,
400.
Let's go with the bigger number.
Yeah.
I did kind of.
You go the bigger number.
It was the bigger number.
And the reason why there's a big, well, if you looked at it, there was a space that's a partial because we're still have the, an opening for 20,000 that was earmarked for the design of the salt shed, which I can, I sent that communication to you today, I don't know if you had a chance to see it, Noma, but, so I reached out to Walt and Kirsten and we are told we'll have something by October 14th. That is our date. So.
Okay, thanks.
And they did apologize for the length of time it's taken, but that's what it is.
Okay.
So I can give you that at the same time as this conversation. What else, highway department?
Nothing except that in the plan for Friday, when the foreman is not there, I will be assisting or working with Jason on weed whacking around the hut.
Okay, good.
Oh, great, yes, thank you.
I saw that and we'll make sure that happens.
That was a.
Yeah, those are those things, it's like.
Said Billy said that.
Certain thing, yeah, they put it on the, everything get on the list, but they get to it eventually.
So it's on the schedule.
We get to it eventually.
Supposed to be good weather.
Right, so Friday. Thank you, Will, you're very hands-on down there, thank you.
After one cup of coffee, I'm good to go.
Awesome.
What else? I think that, anything else on highway department that you can think of, Noma?
Well, how are we gonna, how do you thought of proceeding with the postings for advertising?
It costs so much money.
I know.
Yeah.
I should add, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I will mention this, that the person who would be available on an ad hoc basis in the winter might be interested in coming to work full-time in the spring, just as a laborer.
As a laborer.
If we were to go in that direction.
Well, that's why, I mean, we may have to at some point, really, we should schedule a meeting. We should schedule a meeting with the, with Steve, highway department. We should really start thinking out of the box. And I'm gonna, now that I know this isn't happening, I'm gonna reach back out to Colerain and talk with the town administrator there too.
I mean, one of the things that might be possible is, just throwing it out there, if we're opening it up for discussion, is to basically have foremen, skilled laborers, labor operators, and to do the bookkeeping in chapter 90, is it possible to have a clerk, someone who who's, and I know who I'm talking about.
Well, this was, yeah, I mean, it was talked about a number of times. This actually came up way back when we reimagined the department a long time ago with Mike, Shannon, and Jeff were here, and Jason, and we had to do some changing in the department. And part of the conversation at that point in time was to look at having a part-time office clerk to be able to do that type of work. And I've oftentimes says I thought it was a good idea because asking somebody to have the specialties of being able to deal with the computer work, the paperwork, the budgeting, the all that type of numbers and just working on the computer, having someone who is really good at doing all that, helping with grant writing, all that, that person might, it's challenging to find that person on top of the person who's really seasoned, has their licenses, is seasoned with road work, able to do all of that type of hands-on. Those might be two different people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a foreman position, I guess, you know, going that route of having a part-time, because we can't go back and have another full-time member. That's not, I mean, we're hoping not to. But having a part-time person. And then we talked about it when we were talking about doing the clerk positions. We had these conversations during budget season last year about whether or not the clerk, or do we have two clerk positions. So I think all three of us need to start racking our brains about this and really think about it and have this conversation.
So with this clerk, potentially it could be shared with Colerain, so it would be a different.
Correct. That's another whole piece to it is sharing.
Correct.
Right. So they have someone they've moved up into that position internally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
not to clerk, to super.
No, to be the superintendent.
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
They took someone from in-house and moved them up.
Okay.
And they're doing another review, and I can't tell you how long now, but and then to make a decision if everyone is happy, including the individual that got moved up. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'll reach out and get a little bit more insight onto what they're doing and what their thoughts about long term are also as part of this conversation and be able to bring it back. But I do think we have to really start being creative.
Mm-hmm.
I think we decided at the time that perhaps the clerking of this department wouldn't necessarily mesh with the clerking for all of the other departments and that it might be two different people, but I'm not, I don't know. We had that conversation.
Okay. As we're exploring this, when we were talking to the foreman during the last meeting, I had asked for his assessment of the list of things, of job duties that we had put together based on Will's feedback about, you know, the sharing of the superintendent position between the foreman and our acting superintendent. And I asked how true that was to what he was doing. He said it's pretty true, but there were a lot of things that he does that are not on that list. I would like to know what those are. Just so that we're aware of everything that's being done in the garage. And
well, it's the other stuff in his job description.
No, because that already was on that list. His job description, yeah. The list was his job description, and then we added in green all the additional duties as a shared superintendent.
So maybe it's looking at the job description to make sure that it's accurate.
I just want to make sure everything's recorded.
Yeah, that's accurate to what the job is.
So that we can follow what needs to be done.
Right. I mean, it's an interesting concept of having the foreman who's the mechanic, who's that job description becomes very large too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, down the road, let's be realistic. At some point, we're going to be replacing that position.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big fish position to fill, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of responsibility on that job. So looking at all of the positions is something I think makes sense to do while we're talking about this again. I don't know how many times we have to do this, but
I know it's ever changing.
So. Yeah. Okay. We'll ask him to make sure that he reviews the list.
Right, and
add
to it. Right, so, yeah, exactly, so we have some accurate information.
Yep. What else, highway department?
That was my only thing.
Okay. All right, so that's highway department, that's the superintendent, salt shed, we had that update. So those are those three items, what do you think? Okay, rental, licenses, and review appraisal process. This was another change that was made a little bit in the agenda based on other disturbing news that we received this week after the library was moved, that the folks who were gonna rent the space are no longer renting the space. So there we are. So that's the folks from where, Vermont. Helma was reached out to, you heard that they have some offers from Vermont. They had some folks in Vermont, different places closer to them, a little bit easier to access that they can use for storage.
Company in Brownsboro came forward and offered them storage, and they're taking that.
So we were really good.
Tuesday, so.
And got the space ready.
I did not get word until yesterday.
After this, everything was moved.
Yep.
Darn. So when Helma told me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, what did you do?
I said, let's amend the agenda and put review appraisal process. Make sure it's there with votes possible. Because I would like to recommend moving forward with the appraisal and using ARPA money to fund it.
Okay.
That's what I'm putting out on the table. Mm-hmm. Because now we have the space, we want to do something. I know, Lisa, you've been talking about the upstairs space, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to move forward with something here. The working out of other realtors getting, that's not working. We're not getting what we need to get.
Okay.
So I think we're gonna just have to hire the appraisal individual, have it done. Then we'll be meeting all of the requirements of Mass General Law, and then we can proceed with, once we get the report, if we want to, we can proceed with RFPs. We can open it up for rental of the space, because
mm-hmm.
we'll have done our due diligence. If we need to, because the whole process is to find out whether we need to do the RFP process for everything. That tells us what the valuation is. So what do you guys think about that? That's what I'm throwing out for conversation.
I think we should proceed with this.
I think we tried to go as cost-effective route, excuse me, as we could with getting real estate agents to participate. Obviously, they haven't, you know, no matter how hard Helma has tried to find someone, really, that one, and we needed two more, which cannot yet. Can't sit idle on this, so I would be in support of going forth with the appraisal, which will cost a little bit of money. With ARPA is fine. I'd like to get an update on where we are with ARPA, just so we know, because I know prior to annual town meeting, we had a whole list of things that were going to come out of ARPA, so I'd kind of just get an update on that account, just so I know what we have before we...
We haven't used any yet, though, right? Other than what the highway department was going to finish that, the plow.
The plow.
How about
right.
if you go back and look
Which
at that
kind
list?
Of.
Right. 100. So we're somewhere around 100.
We're somewhere around 100, and
yeah.
it's
yeah.
got to go somewhere in the next 2 months.
Right.
Doesn't, it either has to be spent or transferred, designated. And
to a spot.
Okay.
Which if we get to that point, whatever's left, we're going to have to, well, the plan was to put it in for the salt shed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're good with that, everybody, still?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a chance to reach back out to the gentleman who was going to do the appraisal?
I did, just some point this morning.
Okay.
Yes, I sent him an email. I asked him if he could draft an agreement, a proposed agreement, for actually assessing all three spaces in all three buildings, and then we'd have it and
mm-hmm. perfect,
because it would be cheaper to have him do all three than to have him come back for a second
Let's just get it on.
Report if it was
yep.
wanted for anything, so.
No, it's perfect. It's good. I think it's good. I think it's good no matter what. Okay, so I had asked to put votes there just in case we had the proposal by now to review and vote on, but we'll have to just carry it over to the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other part of this conversation was we had the license that Hilma started filling out for
Hilltown
Youth.
Yep.
Right?
And Elisa had a couple of questions.
Elisa?
I have one question.
Oh, okay. I have one question.
So, yeah, as I remember, but God, I mean, was that like a month ago? It feels like, although it was probably just last week, right? So I went through the last lease, mm-hmm. lease, not license, lease that we had put forth to Hilltown and went through some of those items and thought, gosh, maybe some of these need to be transferred over to the license. So I sent some suggestions to Hilma of what could be included in the license. And then I had one question. In the license, it states that there is exclusive use of the rooms. And the little bit of research that I had done on the difference between a license and a lease was that a license, there was no exclusive use. So I was just cautious about the particular word that was in the license about that. And I thought maybe it just needed to be removed.
I think it,
but I might be overthinking
it. I don't think it needs to be, I don't think that word needs to be in there.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so it's easy enough to take it out because it's kind of like.
We're gonna change it in the one we already signed?
You haven't signed anything for Hilltown.
Well, we did for Heath Historical Society. And
it's not in there.
It's not in that particular
okay. All right.
license.
No, I took the exclusive use of those
That's
three
fine.
Rooms, kind of a transfer over from the
previous, just cut
and previous. And yes, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like.
We're not going
the only entity going to be using those
right,
three rooms.
Right, we're not
rooms.
Going in it to use
Nobody
it for anything
else is
going
to.
Right, but it's,
oh, right.
it's when you're looking at the verbiage between what
yes.
really establishes
so
a license or differentiates a license from a lease is that there's nothing in a license about exclusive use. You're just giving them permission to use a space instead of them claiming some sort of ownership. So that was my only concern about that license.
So
yeah, so that's easy enough.
Okay.
You want to pull that out,
mm-hmm.
add some of the notes?
Yes, I'll add the...
And then send it out?
Yep, I will.
Mm-hmm. And there might be others that want to be added other than the ones that I
mm-hmm.
pulled out that just seemed... I think licenses are kept very fairly simple
and minimal.
So
yeah.
I felt I pulled out things that I thought were important,
mm-hmm.
but I may have missed one or two. We're fine.
I haven't gotten through that part yet.
But. Fine. So it was just to kind of get the ball rolling about trying to...
Pull that together.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. That's it.
That's all I had on that.
Well, you wait and see the list. All right. Beautiful. And that would be it for licenses, correct? Anything else, Hilma? You need from us?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, Heath Historical Society has their sign license. Do they have keys?
They do not. I have to get together with NIT.
Okay, I didn't know what their status was.
Their status is that I need to make a date with NIT and meet over the over there.
Did you get that?
Great.
I picked right up on it.
And yeah, I'm gonna give them two sets of keys.
Okay.
And their copy, one of the copies of the signed license.
Has the office been cleared out?
I've been told it has been.
You know, who told
and
you that? No.
No, no. I saw it when it just had a few piles of trash or whatever, a few belongings left from the police department. Tim has gone in there and wash down all the shelving.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
The desk drawers, the top of the desk, vacuum the floor. He's going to be taking out the, I don't know what.
The bench?
Retaining bench, whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it. The little
the retaining bench.
Well, I don't know.
Will, have you seen it?
Oh, it's, yes, I have.
The bench
were you
locked
up on
it? Too.
No.
Do you have
a photo of the shots
of the
I can
board.
Take a photo.
I think
of
you should take a picture to save it for prosperity.
It's an historical item.
I know.
I know.
I know it. I've lost something.
We can have it installed over here if you really want.
Well,
yes.
He's got to have something. That's hysterical. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
And there's a, I'll just say it now, I think. Isn't there like a concert or something coming up to support?
Yes,
I don't have the specifics in my head, so someone else would have to give it, but I'd like to throw that out for everybody.
So,
Keith Historical,
September 28th.
Which
is
Saturday.
Saturday, starting, doors open at 7, and then at 7:30, we have our very own local talent, the Cheese Priests, with the Mason kids. Mason Marshall kids are going to kick off the evening.
Nice.
And somebody else.
And they have a third.
Three.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have a third member whose name I apologize I don't have in front of me. And then the other band, I'm trying to pull up the flyer as I'm sitting here talking. Okay. And then the Bruce Mattson Band will take the stage at 8 o'clock with
nice.
Also our local talent of Barry Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great, great night. Limited seating, so you can purchase tickets ahead of time if you want, or by the door. $20 donation for the Heath Historical Society. That's all I have.
And there was an article in the paper.
Was there?
Wasn't there?
Yes,
yeah.
I
knew
was.
That they were going to be interviewed.
Yes.
I haven't been watching.
Isn't that what I got from my good friend Sue Samarisky?
I have not been watching.
Yes.
That's great.
She pointed that out and sent that out.
So,
friends of
Come
Heath.
On out.
Friends of Heath. All right.
Come on out.
Very good. Okay, anything else on licenses? All right, National Grid, our other fun project.
Okay.
So you all have, I can't remember at the last meeting, did we have my communications at that point? No, you just put them in the...
No, I just...
Minutes. So in the, I mean, excuse me, in the email.
The mail, yeah.
So in your email...
So it's in the mail.
Yeah, in your
mail.
You yes, in the email mail, which mail is so funny to call it, but the email mail...
Yeah.
The email mail is where all of my communications, if you didn't have them from before, back and forth, post-information meeting.
No, I just have to try to find it, because it's not, it doesn't say mail in the subject.
And I didn't put this on here for any reason other than to make sure that you guys were up to speed.
Yeah.
Amended agenda and mail.
I know, but I only see amended agenda.
Oh, I see.
I don't get to see the word mail, so it throws me off.
Well,
can I stretch
this
that?
This
oh,
one
I can
yesterday.
Do. I didn't know I could do that.
Oh my.
There have been so many agendas I've gone out. Okay, where is it?
You want to just do mail? No.
I sent it out yesterday.
Was it yesterday? I
early afternoon.
Came in. Yes, I see it. I see it here. You know, with just moving that little wall over on my email, I can now see the word mail.
Awesome.
I learned something new.
Well,
so
don't I.
about me.
No, that's not what I meant, but that is pretty funny.
Okay, here we are.
So, I sense just... I think I said this last week, but 2 weeks ago, whenever we met, or last week, I don't even know when we met last. after the information meeting, I had a handful of questions and asked for some follow-ups on some of the questions that were asked at the meeting out loud, but I wanted to put it in writing on our behalf. And those went out, excuse me. A partial response came in. You see that, some of the information, the answers to like some of my questions. I did a follow-up.
Yep.
Because I had another question in regards to if there was any other designs that were being looked at for poles in various locations. You see somewhat of the answer back on that too. And this is all just for your information, to let you know that I was trying to get National Grid to answer as many of our questions as possible. These are things that I wanted answers to before a hearing, so I could start thinking of things in my head. Obviously, when we eventually do have the hearing, which we still aren't ready to schedule, we would be able to follow up with any questions you have, but I just wanted to for you guys to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just put it on the agenda today in case you wanted an opportunity to talk about anything. If there's anything that you wanted, if you have any questions, thoughts. I did ask for, and Helma's asked for it, I don't think you've gotten it yet, because it's not ready or put together. I don't remember what you just told me. I asked for a map be sent to us for the pole switchouts and new pole locations for Charlemont and Heath, not just the little section for which we're being asked for a pole hearing. So I've asked for the full map, or I asked Helma to reach out. That's not ready or hasn't been sent to us yet.
It hasn't
so
been sent. There
information is slow and coming. But
yeah,
be assured, I'm in the background.
And Charlemont,
pounding.
Well, at least when I was communicating with Sarah, Charlemont hadn't gotten anything like that either.
I don't know why that's such a difficult thing to ask for. I would have thought that that would be a simple push the button and send it off, but I
well,
also had to wait weeks
it's
for
gotta,
answers.
Somebody's
got
to have it.
Yeah, someone has. It's just not being sent to me yet. And I also have not heard back, which is frustrating to me, about my piece about the Verizon National Grid communications regarding removal of poles that will no longer be used. And the position or our, you know, the fact that I offered reaching out to the Department of Public Utilities
right.
and the Department of Telecommunications and Cabling, and, you know, that's been, hasn't been answered, so. Take that as you wish.
There are a lot of pieces to this thing.
I can say that
it's so overwhelming.
I learned this morning that National Grid has not received an updated abutters list.
So I reached out to
therefore no new request for a poll hearing yet. It will be coming, but
of course.
They've got to get the abutters list and write out all their little postcards and then send them all to Mary.
I would certainly like to see more from National Grid about alternative routing locally, just in certain areas. I mean, it's not seeing a whole lot of flexibility.
Right, and to follow that up, Will, I also would like to see if they say, okay, well, we considered that path and that's not going to work. I want to see the documentation that tells me that's not going to work, and I want to hear it from more than one person. I don't want to hear it from just one, you know, one person who's writing the email. It's like, show me. Have everybody know that they looked at it and get their evaluation.
And I understand there's this whole thing about national security and they can't reveal certain things, but, you know, that
person
right.
can be a little more forthcoming. Right. I'm just a little nervous about just hearing it from one source. I would like to hear it from a variety of people who have evaluated each and every possibility about why they don't think it may or may not work. This was my concern.
Mm-hmm. I think we also did talk about I had asked to check and see whether or not we had to make any type of final decisions at the actual hearing, or if we could take it under advisement.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And then either close the hearing, or I thought about this afterwards, or continue the hearing.
Right.
I think I did not have that second part B. But
well,
did I dream this? But did I? What,
yeah, you don't.
No, the answer, that there's an answer?
Oh, yeah, no, there is an answer.
Okay.
Well, number one, once the request comes in, the poll hearing needs to be scheduled in a timely fashion. There is no deadline.
Yeah.
Just saying, there's no, like, if it was a planning board hearing, they have a clock, hard and fast, but this does not. But in terms of the hearing and making decisions, I think if the hearing was going longer than what was feasible, or, you know, because you have it during, generally have it as part of a regular select board meeting, then it could be continued. You can close the meeting and then choose to make your decision at a future meeting to give you some time for thought and reflection and all that jazz.
Well, and I think for me it's once I gain information that could be new or not, then I'd like to be able to at least research it.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure I have the information that helps me make the final decision.
Right, and then you can ask more educated questions too if we need to follow up.
Well, that's why I was wondering if you could do a continuance, because then you could then ask follow up questions.
I believe you can.
Just like, yeah, because at that ZBA one, the conversation went on that the choice was to close the public hearing, make a decision, close the public hearing, come back and make a decision at another time, or continue the hearing to a date, and then and allow for further discussion.
Yep.
Which just basically means it gives
public
and National Grid the opportunity to come back and ask more questions at the next meeting.
Right. I think if it's either, you know, length of time or, unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't have all the information that you believe is necessary to make a fully informed decision.
Okay. All right. Okay. What else?
You're still very much in information gathering.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So, once you get the application for the poll hearing, how many weeks out is that usually to have the actual hearing? Is it usually like 2 weeks that people have to get noticed? Is it quicker? I'm just trying to get an idea. Like, once you get word from them that they got the application, like, does it go in the paper? Like,
that's their response, yes. But it's their responsibility to advertise in the paper.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
And there is an amount of time they have to advertise it for.
It's like the request will come into the town clerk.
Okay.
And then basically she talks to me. And, you know, we figure out when it would work given the select board meeting schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's already things scheduled, like say for October 10th, they already have a big long appointment. And so even if Mary got the stuff tomorrow, I would say, no, not October 10th, October 24th.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So there's some time.
So, yeah. And, I mean, in my mind, given resident notification and the mail and all that stuff, it should be at least 2 weeks.
Okay. That's what I was hoping, because the mail is really slow.
Yes.
Okay. And I was just questioning that. Protocol.
Yeah. And I've always kind of held to that guideline or whatever, that rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
for years. It has nothing, it actually has nothing to do with this.
Right.
It's just what I do, because I believe residents should have adequate notice.
Barbara, oops, sorry, go ahead.
And I've also asked for stuff from them too, and not getting things in a timely manner as well. So it seems like there's a delay.
Takes a while to go up their chain.
It is. So, just share that to you as well.
Thanks. Barbara, sorry, go ahead.
I just was wondering, so you've sent out quite a few questions for information, and you've gotten some information back, you're waiting on us. At some point, will you make those questions and the answers available to us?
Reach your next Heath Connects.
I would say that she's got the time to pass through.
I'm working on it right now.
Okay, so that information has been shared, what you have so far.
Yes.
Okay.
She asked for the mail packet, and then when she saw that there was the big long email exchange between Robin and National Grid that has a lot of information, she asked, could she, you know, just include that information verbatim? And to which I said yes, because it's a public document.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, it was questions. A lot of them are follow ups from what we met, but
right. But we'd like to hear the answers too.
And so it was things like I asked for further detail about actually how this project would help the citizens of Heath. I wanted them to go a little bit deeper in the answer than what they gave. So that was one of the questions. I asked for further clarification of the work that's on Bray Road that's already going on. We asked about why those poles were going up, which the answer was it's a different project than this project, but you can get all that information out of there. And in-depth questioning about the removal of the double poles, because that's a concern about how we're going to handle that. I asked, since this is a National Grid driven project, that they basically work with us through the continuation of the pole removals through when Verizon. I asked them to actually take National Grid to take almost like a project manager role on to make sure that the job got completed. I asked them to about the funding. I asked them about funding mechanism, about helping us pay for the costs of the lines from one pole to the other. I asked what we could do if there was an issue that they saw brewing with Verizon and not removing the poles. And that's where I asked if it would make sense, then we as a town would reach out to the Department of Utilities, since they were the ones driving this project, and based on what National Grid was telling us, and the Department of Telecommunications and Cabling to see if there was an issue with Verizon's portion of the job. I was happy to make that connection. And I asked for a joint meeting between National Grid and Verizon in the town. What else did I ask? That's it. Oh, I asked for what type of, other than overhead cables and poles, what other designs have been looked at for locations of concern. And I think that's about it in my first question, my first one.
I don't know which was first or second, but we had raised the question about what happens to the poles once they're removed.
Oh, yeah, I did ask that too.
And they gave us a lengthy response.
Yeah, there's actually something that says that the poles that are taken down need to be removed. They cannot be left behind for the town or the homeowners. So they did, and they have. Oh, and I asked in the follow-up, I basically asked for any of their answers to, I wanted Massachusetts general law or the backup of where the rules came from. Like, where is the piece of paper that shows me what these rules are?
Right. So again,
which they did provide
for the
keeping of the poles. And the
right.
Which you can't. They gave us an actual document on that.
So
Department of Public Utilities. So I asked for other ones as well.
We're really looking for confirmation of the information that they're telling us to make sure it really is solid.
In particular, the fact that that it's being said that any type of pole replacement requires this 45-foot pole. So that has to be written someplace. We know where is it written.
Right, that was kind of unclear because they talked about that they like to exceed the minimum requirements.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I asked for, like, where is the information that tells us what that is?
Right, yeah.
Also, more to come.
Also something to follow on that 45-foot rule is, if are there exceptions that they have made in the past to that height requirement for any reason? Whether it's clearances, whether it's, you know, is there some wiggle room here?
I did also ask for, based on a communication that came from someone in town, I did also ask about more clarity on tree cutting, canopy cutting, shrub cutback, and all of that, based on a concern that someone had sent in. One of the emails at one of our mail packets. Mm-hmm. I don't remember all of it, but I did try to pull everything together. And in a follow up, I was very specific about Burlington Road and the concern of the folks living there. So that question's been specifically asked as well.
Thank you, Robin.
Yes. And then all the answers.
Thank you. That's great. That'll be great.
She's looking at it going, well, they answered some of her questions, but they maybe skirted around some of the others.
I think so.
I do have a question if I could ask. And that is, basically, in an ideal world, you and National Grid will work something out, and it would all be great.
Right.
How are you doing on that? Is there any, anything?
They told me on Friday they're not going to bury the lawn. I've tried everything in my power. They've been to my house 3 times. I've requested the person that's the decision maker on burying the lawn to come to my home to see the view firsthand. That has never been arranged. The amount of time they spent, salaries they paid, they could have buried it, the cost there. I mean, they just, in my opinion, they've known about this, my concern, since May, and I feel they're intentionally dragging it out, and they probably, I'm assuming that what they want to wait for is the poll hearing, and if the polls get approved, then I have a big problem. And if they don't, then they have to do a redesign. So I think that that's probably what's happening. They're not going to agree to do anything for me. But we have no idea the amount of time I've spent with them, my email communication with them, my texting with Jean almost on a daily basis. I asked for an estimate from them. I've asked for other renderings around my house. There was a landscape architect there, and I want to know what those are going to look like. Also, they did send out a couple weeks ago a really nice guy from Wass Brothers who gave them an estimate to bury it, so I don't know what that is. But I'm sure it's going to be grossly inflated. You know, they're going to. I got another estimate today that it's around $100 to $125 a foot to bury. They wouldn't have to go through the town road because there's limited space on the other side of the guardrail, but it's a pretty common thing that they do, and they go down about 30 inches and 24 inches wide, so it's not unusual for them sometimes to have to go through a town road pavement to bury a lawn. So I did talk to a local contractor that has done this, and even the guy from Wass Brothers said it's a pretty simple solution.
And they encase it,
repay, and so that includes the estimate there. So I got the estimate that I shared with you, and I wanted to get another one, which I don't have in writing, but I do have a text, and that's what they're thinking, you know, that it would be, which is pretty much, it's under $100,000. Now, National Grid will have to pull the wires through and connect everything, obviously. That's not part of that estimate. But so they're probably going to say that's an extra $800,000 or some ridiculous amount. But it's pretty, from what I gathered and people that I've spoken to, I've done the best research I possibly could. It's not that expensive for them to cover this for us at the same time. So.
Yeah, and when added with that trench, they add additional communication backup conduits for future lines coming up the hill for communication. Those points are installed so it doesn't have to get opened up again, given another series of communication lines come up there, fiber optic come up the hill. The common practice when they do this.
I mean, they did it in front of that person's house in Ashfield. Like, you have those photos of that. That was done there. It only took like 3 or 4 days to do that.
Did they give you the reasons to why they won't bury the lines?
It's not the cheapest and quickest way for them to do it.
Money.
That was
it's
it.
Money.
And scheduling. But it's nothing to, you know, so here's the thing. This is what, you know, I feel they're trying to wait till last minute because they're going to say, well, now we don't have time to do the design to bury the wire. It's like you've known about this since May. Mm-hmm. And so I feel, why would they send out Wasp Brothers to give them an estimate to bury? They know how much it costs to bury. This is, you understand construction. It's a pretty easy thing to kind of, per foot price. So maybe they have something, I don't know, but the email I got from Gene, which I'm more than happy to share with you, is that, you know, I'm sorry, but it's the cost and the scheduling. They're going to go with their original plan.
I have one more question.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. You talk about me.
And this is just thinking outside of the box.
Yeah,
but
I
thought of it.
Yeah.
But I know down below your property is the old Triton landfill.
Yes.
And it drops off pretty precipitous.
Yes.
If they were to put poles further down that hill.
On the other side of our road?
Yes. How would that work?
Well, I think that... I think the maintenance of the poles down over there would be an issue for them to have access because it does drop off there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that if that made sense to them money-wise, they would have suggested that. But I don't, we never got that far. You know, it was you know, when I first met with them at the house, you know, the first thing was like, well, we can't bury the line. You know, we can't do anything. This is the only place we can put it. And then after like 20 or 25 minutes, then they asked me, well, would you be willing to pay for it? Well, it's like, well, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to pay for it. I don't know how much this is going to cost. You know, I mean, there's no negotiation. There's no cooperation. It's just, sorry, we can't do it. These are the poles. You know, they sent me the rendering, which I sent to you as well,
yeah.
Which was actually very close to, you know, where the balloons were located, and we put those up. But, and we've tried to think about landscaping. You can't landscape, you know, you can't hide them, you know.
Because there are places where, I mean, if you, you know, go down past the fairgrounds, down towards 8A, and you see, you know, there's three phase, and it goes into the woods.
Right.
I mean, it can be done. This
oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
So I don't understand why we're not hearing about
it.
It costs them money. It all comes down to money to them.
And
so
that was
the cheapest way.
Yeah, and it was raised at that meeting.
Yeah,
when they were here.
Yes.
When Brian DeVries asked
was
that question.
Kind of through the dump.
And he said, they talked about the access road, what it would cost to build that road. To do that for accessibility for future, it was just prohibitive to do that route, which to entertain that idea.
We'll unlock the gate and let them in.
Yeah, but
I thought it was private property, and so that was one.
Well, it's privately owned by three municipalities.
And that's what they said was the issue. I don't think it was that the access was the issue because of the ownership. That's what I recall from that meeting.
And I thought too
that they had looked into it.
Was the accessibility to get a big line truck in there to do that, to build a, there's an old town road, the original Burlington Hill Road is still, it's remnants of it.
Yeah.
It's inaccessible. I mean, with a, you know, a track machine maybe, something like that. But to go, and then the initial area was only like 430 feet. They mapped 530. They told Wass, the contractor, that I walked with him, he measured it. They put it way down the hill. It's like, wow, okay, of course it's gonna cost more money. But this gentleman, when he was marking this out, he had all it figured out. He does it every day. He had it, he was talking about, not even work. It's just like, oh, we don't go over there. We go down the middle of the road. He says, we'll shut the road right off one day. He's doing, because we got access to it. He already went to the town, looked around. Yep, we can close the road. And they just do it. They saw cut it. They excavate it. Set the conduits. They pour the concrete. The next day, they compact it after their inspection. And then they... but this is through them, but we haven't heard that from the contractor. We have heard nothing from National Grid, from my wife has it.
Yeah, as far as the estimate or anything like that. So I think it would probably cost them more money to do something like that. I don't know. You know, I'm not, but I mean, it what's $100,000 to that, a company like that? It's nothing. To save somebody's view that's going to, you know, my value's gonna plummet at least 250, 300. I mean, people don't buy views with, I mean, it's all open. I don't have any shit. The other thing is the glare. There's this unbelievable, I don't know if you noticed it since I mentioned glare, but it's this unbelievable glare that, you know, we're gonna get from the lines. And it's like, they're so, you know, they're right there. These new cables, they do produce that glare, but, I don't know what to say. You know, it's, we've tried. You know. Yeah, we've tried.
Other questions, thoughts about tonight?
Not right now.
National Grid?
Not this time, thank you.
All right. Well, more to come. We will continue.
And I'll keep you posted. If I get information, I will send it to all of you.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank
you.
Okay.
In the loop with the dates and everything.
Please, yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
Have a nice evening.
We'll see you later, John.
Town finances, accounting update. So, Hilma and I were going to have a meeting this afternoon with the accountant, but that it just ended up being Hilma and I. That's where we were. That's what we were doing out there, if everyone's all curious what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But so we are in the process of thoroughly reviewing all of the questions or thoughts or concerns that I've been talking about, that we've had those communications about here at the select board meeting, just in the reports. Some of the expense reports, special accounts, just to see why some of them run negative. They've been there negative for a handful of years, so basically just the numbers staying there without any change. So I think we have done a lot between him and I. We've pulled a lot of information out. It's all going to be scanned to the accountant in the next day, and then Dave's gonna be able to review everything and give us a report back. I think with a fair amount of what we've researched and put together, a lot of those will become zeros or positives. I think it's just payments coming in being just marked in the wrong line on a different account, and we just needed to find them all. So I've gone back, did I go back to 20? I gone back 3 years. 3 years? 4 years.
I thought you did some in 21.
Four, I did, 21. I've gone back 4 years and researched every payment from the state and figured out where a fair amount of them are. So I just got to get that to the accountant and get those lines cleaned up. So hopefully that'll be happening in the near future. And do we have to talk at all about the accountant position?
Well,
right now it's just Dave.
Yeah,
still Dave,
right,
and is Dave.
Did I tell? I think I informed everybody, right? It's
mm-hmm.
just Dave, and
that Ben's not part of Dave right now.
And then he has an assistant that takes all the invoices and keys them in, and I don't know if he's doing payroll or if, I know for a while he was having somebody else do payroll, so I don't know, but anyway, yeah.
So I do have a question about that piece of it. You want me to wait and you keep talking?
Oh, well, I was just gonna say that I got the impression that Dave may be contemplating his future.
Mm-hmm. Whether he wants to keep doing this, right?
Right. Not sure.
Yeah.
How many towns he wants to keep doing, and Keith would be.
Mm-hmm. What are the towns that he doesn't want to do anymore? Because everything's hard. We're just going to keep chugging along with Dave for now until he figures out what he wants to do, and then if he is going to say goodbye, then we've got to, obviously he'll stay on board until we find a replacement, I assume. He did last time.
I guess so.
Yeah. So I'm going to send, when I scan all of the paperwork that I have and get that to him, I'll probably just ask him, just ask him to give an update. That I've been informed that Ben is no longer working on our account, and that he's, meaning Dave, has to do it himself. So, my question about payroll is, I remember back to way back when Dave started, the whole thing about the fact that the accountant is doing payroll in this town, but that's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we're gonna have to look at?
Well, if you need to get another accountant, and the accountant says, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And I don't know, without having it in front of me, I want to say I'm not even sure it's in the accountant's job description if it goes back to being an employee.
Does that mean the treasurer does it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So so everybody's knows that on the select board, new people. It's just always many, many years it's been done by the accountant, pre-Dave.
Yeah, this dates back to Tracy.
Okay. So it's been a while. And Dave just kept doing it, which was fine.
Right.
But it could be that could be an ongoing issue if we have to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
So we should just keep that in our minds. That's what I got for an update. Any questions, thoughts, anything else you curious about? I'm sure the other thing, I know what I was going to also say, just popping in my head. When I talk to Dave, I'm also going to follow up on the VEDAR reports that we're getting, because the VEDAR reports are still not telling all of us what we need to know, because they are expenses only. Which means there, if you don't see your account, if there wasn't a transaction, a payment that was made. So there's no way for us, so I'm sure people are having challenges reading them. So I guess we gotta tackle the figuring out what Dave's gonna do, and then tackle figuring out how to make the reports easier for people to read and understand how they're reading them. And it doesn't, for the select board, I think I mentioned this once before, when you're reading them and you're like, I don't really know everything I'm reading, and why is this not here? Well, not everything is on there. Those are the reports that are only, the reports you're getting are the ones that show transactions that occurred, payments out. So there's a lot of information that is missing from a budgeting point of view.
Right, and we were told that.
So there's differences, right.
Yeah,
like,
we were told we could have all that information.
Right, and that, I thought that VEDAR reports were gonna have that. So that's something I have to follow up with Dave also about. From a department head point of view, the reports that are coming are what's showing the money, you know, what's being paid out. So people should be looking at them to confirm that what is being paid is what you wanted paid, is what you requested to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And should, if that happens on a regular basis, then any type of issues get caught a little bit sooner than years later. And I don't have to spend hours researching things. But the other is there's a lag between when monies come in and when those get reported. So there's also a little a lag there in the report. So even department heads looking at the reports to double check what is being expended have the challenge of them not knowing. They oftentimes have to wait for like another month, another cycle to go by to actually see the money that's coming in show up. So that's something that another conversation that we have to have again with the accountant. But I guess we got to first find out who's going to be the accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara.
Do you know whether all the department heads are getting their latest and greatest? Because I've had the conversation with Dave, I can't even tell you how many times over the last 4 years. I don't get it. And then he says, oh, I'm sorry, I'll add you, and I get it once, and then I disappear again, and I get it often from MLB through the.
So,
but it's
but
it's
I've
so.
Start, I've tried to start sending it to you. You haven't gotten any. No, I know I've sent some to you.
Yeah, but it was a long time ago. It's
no,
like,
this was recently.
One just came out. Did you get that?
I got it from the MLB. I got it from David.
We'll double check and make sure. So, yeah, so.
He only.
The interesting part about this.
It should be like a standard. This is the list.
I know.
And it goes.
I know.
I think that what the issue is where he's working from. Because I think the lists are different. Because
the last time.
You didn't even get it.
Correct.
Yeah. It's
so I'll work on that. We'll, if you between the two of us, we'll have to make sure that the list is accurate, and make sure he has it complete.
And so, for instance, just with forward thinking for me, they've been coming directly to me, but really they should go to the Cultural Council email address because I'm not always going to be.
Yes,
that's where I've been sending it. When I've sent it to you.
You've sent it there.
Yeah.
All of that gets forwarded to me at my personal email address, but I will look and see.
Yeah, Cultural Council's missing from the last one, so we'll have to make sure that.
Yeah, I think I got an end of year, but that was when I asked for it. Anyway.
Yeah,
I've been
we'll
going through this
yes.
because I've
yeah.
been doing my financial report for the state, which is due October 15th,
mm-hmm.
and trying to reconcile things and not having the information to do so on a granular level. You know.
Yeah, I just saw one from Dave and you're not on there, so we'll have to get that straightened out.
So I've been fending for myself okay because I happen to live with someone who gets them consistently. But I'm just wondering, I wonder how many other department heads might not be getting them. I mean, we know a lot of people aren't reviewing them who are getting them, but.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is there may be people that aren't even getting them, whether they would review them or not. I don't know. That, it's a question I think worth exploring.
Yeah, we should just review the two lists, the one list you send out and okay, we will do that along with all the other lists.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So that's my list. Helma, you're up.
Oh, good.
Right, your additions.
Okay. So,
new emails. Once or twice, the planning board has requested a town email address, and then Conservation Commission came to me recently, and they requested a new email address, and I talked with our friends at Northeast IT and to see what we could do, and basically the same thing would happen as what happened when we added the separate select board email addresses. We have to pay for two over and above our contract, so this would be two more over and above our contract, which would be, each email address would be $20 per month. Personally, yeah. However, it's like, these are two groups that, when they need to do town business, it's important town business. And if they have a town email, number one, it means the clerk can also check it. It's not just being seen by the chairman of each group. And that sometimes they deal with like touchy stuff that I think it would be very valuable to have the whole history of it retained in our backup system, which has multiple layers to it.
How many accounts do we have now? Do you know? Like, of the other like boards, like Board of Health, all those, who, everybody else, is ConCom and Planning the only two that you would say do not have one at this point in time? Or is this opening the door for like other?
Well, no, there's lots of groups that.
Not groups, but. Like, well, I don't know how to, but I'm just saying, is this gonna then, how many more are we gonna need to add?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I guess it's like, well, how.
Like FinCom doesn't have their own.
Yes, they do,
they
and
do.
They don't use it. I mean, that would be one email address we could just have changed.
Just change it, right. Who else do we have on there?
Right. All the rest of them, I think, are well used.
Does Parks and Rec have their own?
No, Parks and Rec does not have their own. Cultural Council doesn't have. I mean, doesn't have a town one.
Right,
I shouldn't say not their own, but.
But a town one.
Doesn't
yeah.
have a town
I'm
one.
Kind of going through all of these here.
MLB doesn't have a town one.
Council on Aging?
Yes.
They do have one?
They do.
And they use it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Energy Advisory Committee?
No.
Okay. FinCom. The Franklin County Tech School Committee?
No, they don't.
Okay.
No, the school
Keith
committee.
Cultural Council.
Don't.
I think it's less of an issue for us, given that basically our oversight is from, I know we're appointed by you and under your oversight, but then above that, the state.
Yes.
So if they demanded right. records, we would have to provide it to the state. I don't know.
Right.
Heath, Regionalization Study Team.
No, that's defunct anyway.
Okay. Historical Commission?
No.
Library Trustees?
No. Well, they're kind of under Heath Library.
Okay, but they don't have their own town.
No.
And then Mohawk District School Committee?
No.
And MLB Park and Rec Bus, Southwood. Come back to me. Town Facilities Task Force?
No.
What about the ZBA?
No.
Really? They don't have their own town?
No.
And Veterans Memorial Commission?
No.
All right, so there was one that we said that they don't use it. FinCom doesn't use theirs?
Correct.
Okay.
But they should.
I know.
Of all people. I don't understand that.
Well, it's everything sent is sent to all five of them individually.
The Ag Commission?
No.
Boards of Assessor, yes, Board of Health, yes, broadband, but we don't have one.
So the clerk does the Board of Health, Planning, Concom, ZBA.
Yep.
So, I mean, it makes sense to me that all of those entities, it's almost like anyone who has a clerk should have a town email. And that's where communication should go.
Right.
So I guess Finance Committee would have.
I mean, I'm not sure if, you know, like Barbara didn't want all this cultural council stuff going to her personal email. So she set up an individual Gmail account.
Right, which is what
for Heath Cultural Council.
Yes.
It's also to be able to pass this on.
With the next person.
And
yeah.
then they have
right.
a full history.
Right.
It's not just a matter of privacy,
right.
it's also a matter
yeah.
of, you know, managing the future for the organization.
Which the Municipal Light Board has one set up, but
they have one set up. Right.
Yeah, I was just
I mean, I think that there should be like a philosophy behind it, like a reasoning why we do what we do, not just because. I mean, it makes sense to me that any of those, the ZBA, the Planning Board, the.
I mean, whether it's through, I guess, to me, there's like several levels here. It's like. How much, like say, let's say, legal and or confidential information is being exchanged, and if that's has a certain height to it, then to me it should be a Town of Heath
right.
email.
So basically, anyone with who has a clerk
for the backup.
I mean,
correct.
If they're important, if they have as much, and we put a clerk to keep them. On
mm-hmm.
some level of organization,
mm-hmm.
like the ZBA is going through right now, they should have one.
Yes, they should.
And then, yeah, the chair and the clerk would be able to access this.
Should be able to access it. Yeah.
So that'd be three. Yeah. Take away one, so adding two.
Adding two. You're talking about $40 a month.
That just seems crazy to me. I don't understand that. I'm sorry. I know that it's the reality, but it just seems crazy to me.
The price?
Yeah. That whole hosting thing. Yeah. I get it.
You're paying for all the securities?
Yeah.
All the backup, all that good stuff. Which
makes sense to me that we should have that in place. That was part of the whole reason why we pushed for it here. I think it should happen. My personal opinion.
I think it should happen too, but it annoys me.
It annoys me. I give you a list of what annoys me.
Yeah.
You know,
money stuff is just unbelievable.
Golly.
But it is reassuring that, you know, when you go to our, you know, our town email and everything, you know everything's being backed up. You know it's all these documents.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to have a mass of papers because it's all here. I mean, that's somewhat. I take some comfort in that, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it justifies like $40 a month, but.
Well, right, but now, not that it, I don't think it involves even, you know, the groups that we're discussing, but all the discovery that's being asked for in the lawsuit and the very, very lengthy public records request of everything that's being asked for. it's, things like that happen.
Barbara?
I just wondered with your provider who's you have a contract with, have you explored, I mean, I think your original contract was up to whatever it was, 10 or something, 13. Right? 13.
Yeah. What's the next step?
this is what I'm wondering is whether there's a bundle or right. whether you could renegotiate a contract
yeah.
for a larger chunk of emails right. that might actually end up being a whole lot less per email basis and give you more
yeah.
wiggle room.
Yeah,
I already asked that and other questions, and the answer is no. Because the contract...
Because it only makes sense.
Well, I mean, at the very beginning, when we were setting up our arrangement with Northeast IT, basically, I had to make out a list of how many email addresses we needed as
right.
a town. And at the time, it was 13. And so I figured, yeah, if it's in, bundled in a contract, it must be a package deal. No. Basically, it's like each component in their services is built into this contract. And it's just like they add it all up.
So you're saying you're basically paying $20 a month per email address, even for those first 13?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so that,
that's just their fee.
It's their fee.
Whether you have one or 100.
Correct.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for trying.
I was hoping, but...
Everybody else bundles.
I know.
That's right.
That's very true.
Okay, so are we going to say okie dokie?
I think we should.
I think so.
You already said so, even when it annoys you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
will
make
so
a motion.
So, I'll make a motion to get new email addresses for the Planning Board and Conservation Commission.
And ZBA.
And ZBA. Mm-hmm. Through the Town of Heath website, with each additional email costing $20 per month.
Or are you going to reassign?
And we're going to give up the Finance Committee.
And we'll give up, we'll reassign FinCom.
Yeah. So it'll actually be $40.
Okay, right.
I just was wondering, with a new chair, if there may be, I don't know who the new chair is, but they may want to have
of what?
Of the Finance Committee.
Oh. I'll communicate with Dina and find out. But regardless of whether it's a matter of getting the three emails
right.
for the three committees, whether we pay for two additional or three additional.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
You want to second that?
Yes, I will second that.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, next thing, just an FYI, bulky waste, October 19th, mark your calendars. I have my calendar marked. Tim and I are going to do some house cleaning.
Yay!
Okay, you said October 19th, I should know that.
October 19th, Saturday. Closest storm is at the high school.
Yep.
October 19th. Where is my October 19th?
So the other thing that
I'm not here.
That I wanted to mention was in regards to the move that happened Friday and yesterday, and first of all, I want to just thank number one, Tim, who's amazing.
Hmm.
But then also the highway department guys who were there and helped. And, you know, I know Kate did a super job in packing when she started. And, yeah.
Went relatively smoothly, even though it was.
It did go relatively smoothly.
Last minute, and they're upset.
Well.
We did our best.
We were trying
this
to get
is
money
not,
for the
this
town.
This is not what I heard out of Kate, so.
Oh, agreed. Okay.
Good. It's not what I heard out of her at all.
Okay.
She was all for it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, and.
Yeah.
And the person that did complain to me did basically say, I don't know how Kate feels about this. So she was careful to distance herself.
Mm-hmm.
That,
that's good.
So.
Well, we're moving forward, I guess.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
best of intentions, the opportunity
yeah.
to make money for the town.
Yep.
Yeah, and if we're going to move forward with rental space and other things, you know, even there was, though there was an urgency at that book, or wasn't an urgency last week with the upstairs room, moving boxes of books up there was not an option as far as I'm concerned.
No, we need to,
because
then move forward,
they
got to
come out again
with those continued conversations and steps we're taking. It makes sense to
right not
have
to
be ready
and not have to move things twice or
right.
thrice
right.
or you
know, yeah
it was like,
yeah
it's just
yeah
do it once
and
efficiently
yeah. I mean once as far as I'm concerned, not that there's necessarily a whole lot of time, but it's like okay, we just got to get moving forward with cleaning those spaces out so they are ready, because somebody might come along with money in hand
mm-hmm.
and it's better to have the rooms ready.
Right. Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, everyone.
Anyway. Yeah.
Let
yes,
it not take
you.
Away from the excitement of the Heath Historical Society
I
moving
know.
In there. So
I know.
Let it not take away from that excitement.
I know.
That's great.
Awesome. Yep. Oh, yes. And there we go with Tim again.
Yeah.
I asked him to go in last week. I asked him to go into the old police office and do one thing, and I forget what I asked, but some little thing. He comes back from working there and he said, well, I wiped down all the shelving and washed out the drawers in the desk and the top of the desk and vacuumed the floor, and it's just like, oh, okay, it's move-in ready.
Amazing.
So.
It's really good.
Yeah, awesome. The last thing I have is, and I believe I sent out an earlier email, but it's about the East-West passenger rail study.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what FERCOG, I take that back, came through my STAM group, my administrators group, there's some kind of like support letter that's online, and they're trying to get like every town that would be serviced by this rail to sign on if they want to, and I just wanted to find out, is it, you know, are you folks all in favor of he signing on? And if so, I will do that. And if you're not in favor of it, now's the time to say it. I know Will's in favor of it, right?
I mean, when I was on it the first
time,
when I was a part of that group listening to the planning and the consideration, blah, 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 it all sounded very exciting and like a great service. And I don't know if you've been to one of the meetings yet or not.
I've been following it, looking at the reports online.
Yeah, so I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I have no objection.
I okay. Not either.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's everything you had extra. So then we have our mail. And the first document is the information from the Ed Metcalf about the Natural History Museum going elsewhere. We already talked about that.
I would like to note about that, if I may, that he's acknowledging that he...
How wonderful Helma was.
How amazing that Helma was,
yes.
And that he kind of
good
did
point.
Put us through the ringer, and that he was very appreciative and would like to offer a... I believe a donation or something.
Yeah.
Which was is very generous of him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And will be appreciated.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
The next one is our date reminder for the meeting that is happening in Coleraine for the Walk Trail.
Sustainability study.
Assessment study or whatever
yeah.
they call it. They have a name for it. Oh, 2D.
Two districts, eight towns.
A-D.
Yeah.
Two
yeah.
districts, eight town meeting.
Yeah,
so ours
that
is, huh?
Out of town that day.
Okay.
What's
ours,
that?
Isn't that our?
Out of town that day.
Oh.
That's our meeting, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
The meeting. And yeah, because
so we'll
Robin, you said, okay, we'll have an hour there,
and then we get
and
okay.
then scoot back here for 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're not here for that one, yeah.
And now I'm supposed to be in South Carolina.
Okie dokie.
On vacation.
Ooh.
Yay.
Let's all go there.
Let's all, yeah, we can have a meeting there.
Low country.
Yeah.
Is it on the coast?
Well, on the 22nd, actually, we'll be in Savannah.
Nice.
Oh, that's Georgia.
Yep, we'll be in Georgia for the first couple days, and then in Charleston and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the battery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho. Okay.
So that's just our date reminder. And now we have communication from a local resident referencing the power lines and poles. Listen. And then you have all of mine that we've talked about, National Grid.
Mm-hmm.
Communication emails back and forth. It's pages. And, ooh, more pages.
More pages.
Wow. A lot of pages. That's why I have so much paper. That's why I'm so tired all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has nothing to do with you getting up at 4:45 in the morning.
Oh, damn. It's also reminding me I have to work with my niece tonight.
Uh-oh.
Schoolwork. Okay. We forgot all about it. And then we have, oh, more National Grid.
More
with Helma also in there. Okay. And then from the town clerk, this is just to the planning, Doug, the
mm-hmm.
planning department, communication. Between the two of them, questioning some zoning bylaw questions. That's just an FYI for us, I guess.
Yeah, just an FYI. I mean, the state's passed new housing laws and basically are going to impact
our
even
zoning.
All the other towns, and our zoning bylaws need to be
updated,
yes.
Regarding accessory dwelling
to
units.
Come in compliance with the state.
So that's something hopefully planning board's working on. And then we have another communication copied in, FYI for us, between the planning board, and this one is with Jim Hawkins, our zoning enforcement officer. This is regarding driveway work being done at a location. One owner stating that the driveway's been put on his property and asking for follow up on that. It's keeping us in the loop. And let's see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, do we have to do anything on this next one?
The housing
support letter request.
Well, again, that's another will you sign a general support letter?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So that's okay, you'll do that.
Yep.
As well.
You've got the August monthly report from our fire chief.
Yes. Speaking of which.
What?
I've got quite a bit of info on that one.
The fire chief's been sick.
Okay.
Is sick.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Then we have our JNME, Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, our update. September recycling fees, processing fees, and your charts for your FYI info.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have for mail, right? We just had
that's
one
it.
Packet.
Part.
That's it.
Awesome. I forgot to tell you one thing.
Too late.
Okay.
What you got?
Bob Ide of National Grid called this morning to inform the town that they have to do a little maintenance work on Coleraine Stage Road. It's high tension lines in terms of the voltage that it's, the lines carry, but it's not the big metal structures. It's on a wooden pole, but anyway, the wooden pole that's has the lines attached to it right now, just one pole, is in really bad shape and they gotta replace it. But it will probably mean cutting a little vegetation. But they wanted to make sure the town of Heath knew that that was going to happen. So I think we put the fear of God in them.
All right.
Glad they notified us. Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all. Next meeting.
Charlemont. Our broadband, or parts of our broadband.
Oh yeah, when is that?
October 10th, next meeting.
October 10th?
Isn't it?
No, 8th.
Well, 8th, I don't know, whatever that, two weeks from today.
With that two, yeah, Tuesday
yeah,
is October
and
8th.
What time is that?
6, or 6:05.
Down there?
No, here.
Or here. So is it part, it's part of our meeting?
Yes.
Oh, okay, you're just gonna have it as part of our meeting?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Charles coming to that?
Okay, Charlemont Select Board.
Yeah.
At least their MLP manager.
Yep.
Our MLP managers, whatever members of our MLB are
yep.
available,
yep.
will be coming. And yeah, the primary purpose is to talk about the costs that both our towns will have in regards to transferring the fiber lines.
I would like the agenda to be very specific as to what we're talking about at that meeting. The purpose
mm-hmm.
of the meeting. So that it is, that's what we're talking about. And that's fine. So do you think, just talking about the meeting, do we have to have an executive session before then for the Vincent Road piece?
Right, because we're putting it off now.
I don't know. Do you want, is it,
or do you want everybody to read through?
I think everybody needs to read through and see if
and
they
you need to ask Robin what the
questions or, right. I mean, Robin had said, whatever, I will start preparing the response.
And she's going to want to meet with us at some point.
That's what I think, too. Now, whether, and the response is due in 30 days, if I have that correct.
45 days from request, I think, what it was, if I understood. If I was
well, one was 30 days and the other was 45 days.
Okay.
And
I want to be
whatever,
careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the interrogatories, 45 days. The document response is due in 30 days. We will prepare answers, etc. So,
Yeah.
She'll be reaching out to meet with us, so I don't know that we need to meet before that time.
Correct.
Then records requests will come to us directly.
Well, the records request came to Mary and I.
Right.
And so we will be...
You'll tell us what you want from us.
Yes, I will email each of you because he's specific in his list.
But do you send, so if we send all of our communications that you already have, we send them anyways? Okay. So all of that gets sent twice, basically. I mean, you have our communications, and your records requested too.
I know.
So you're gonna send all yours.
I'll see what I have.
Okay. Right.
And if I feel like there's anything,
I don't really think that there's a lot of communication
from
us on it.
I don't think there's any. So she would send what's in her send box, and if there's anything in our send boxes, then that's so there would be duplicate.
Well, that's like if you did anything that I don't know, that I don't have in my records. Like if you emailed between yourselves or I think
I'm afraid to talk to anybody.
Yeah, part of
it. I know. I don't even respond to stuff.
I mean, part of it is like emails between select board and Parks and Rec in regards,
and all that kind of stuff. Everybody can rest assured with that one.
He said, well, you'll see it in there. He sent a public records request to the dude at the state. Pardon me, I don't know.
I really haven't looked at it.
He sent a public records request to state officials regarding the awarding of the grant.
Oh, the grant, yeah, I saw that.
That helped pay to purchase the trail easement.
But you'll pull out any type of records from like a meeting, right? Like minutes or something like that. You'll do that.
Yep.
You don't have to pull those.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So unless you think of some other reason we have to meet an executive, to me it sounds like we just wait until Robin's ready.
Yes.
Anything that we meet, we're going to have a ton of questions anyway, so we might as well just meet with her.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And so let's see, what else are we going to? You're going to put back on the Hilltown license for next meeting, because you're going to update that with some comments. And we'll keep running the National Grid on there for now in case something comes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when's our next salt shed? Won't be till the 14th.
So the appraisal proposal, I made note that was going to be
the appraisal
list.
Proposal, hopefully we'll have that to review and sign. Highway Department will have to keep on there, / superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And account. I'll have a follow up on that again. And
there's probably going to be an appointment to a committee.
I've heard rumors.
All
rumors. Right. Appointment to a committee. Good. I'm sure other stuff will come up between now and then.
We'll find some stuff.
That's great. Are we good? Anything else?
No.
I'll take a motion.
Oh,
I do have something. Very brief.
My motion, though.
Did you like 5:00?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I thought this was an important question. I've been waiting the whole time to ask the question. We can't, well, I guess we can change, even if we have like a 6:00 appointment, we start at 5 and then have a 6:00.
Correct.
Right. Will your work schedule allow?
I can give it a try.
Want to try?
I can give it a try.
It's definitely better.
Yeah.
We'll say.
Especially with
really nice, not
it's winter.
9:30.
Well, it's winter as we go into winter, it's so and dark winter. And cold and the weather and yeah. And I gotta be honest, if it's bothering me I'm tired the next day. Too tired at 4:45 in the morning.
Nothing should be happening.
When I was younger, it was easier. It's not so easy.
It's not so easy now. I noticed the difference.
Does this mean you want to start the next meeting at 5 o'clock?
I think we're going to give it a try.
Let's give it a whirl.
Okay. What's the worst that happens? We fail at it and we go back. Right?
Let's try.
If everybody's...
And thank you for the heads up about the time change.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, that was a very last minute one for today, everybody.
But she emailed.
I emailed
us.
Pat and Barbara.
And otherwise, I wouldn't have been here until 6. So
and then
thank you.
The hearing didn't happen anyway.
Right.
So I was like, we're not changing. Even though she did change it again for something else, I'm like, I'm not changing the time. It's too confusing.
Now
you can make the motion.
I make a motion, we adjourn at 7:10 p.m.
I will second that.
On favor.
Emotion. Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.